Welcome to Progress in Mind Resource Center, where we bring you the latest news in psychiatry and neurology.
Today's episode is called, Do Long-Acting Injectable Antipsychotics Have a Role in Early-Phase Schizophrenia? Early intervention and continuous treatment in schizophrenia are key to ensuring good outcomes. This includes determining patients' treatment goals, developing a relapse prevention plan, and acknowledging adherence issues. But is there a role for long-acting injectable antipsychotics, or LAIs? The case was put forward in this ECNP 2020 Satellite Symposium. The Need for Early Intervention. Management of the first psychotic episode has long-term implications, proposed Taryn Needham, University of California, USA. Duration of untreated psychosis, from first episode to accurate diagnosis, strongly predicts long-term outcome. Early psychosis, first 5 years after onset of symptoms, is the critical period when treatment has its biggest impact. Focus on maintaining functioning rather than recovering lost functioning. Reducing the risk of relapse. Potential courses of illness are heterogeneous, and early comprehensive treatment can reduce long-term disability. Early functioning is the best predictor of later functioning. Give the patient the message that recovery is possible, and focus on the wider treatment goals and roles they wish to pursue, alongside controlling symptoms. Developing a patient relapse prevention plan helps them recognize early signs of relapse and respond quickly and appropriately. Unawareness of illness is an important feature of schizophrenia, said Robin Emsley, Stellenbosch University, Cape Town, South Africa. Insight often remains impaired despite a favorable treatment response, and impacts on ability to be involved in treatment-making decisions. Stopping medication is the most powerful predictor of relapse. Even short periods of antipsychotic discontinuation can lead to relapse and the abrupt return of florid symptoms, often with few early warning signs. Consequences of relapse can be severe, including psychosocial and biological effects. The latter include emergency refractoriness, brain volume reduction, and increased mortality. LAIs can be used to reduce relapse rates. Professor Emsley suggested LAIs should be used to reduce relapse rates. In a meta-analysis, LAIs were associated with a 64% lower risk of rehospitalization than oral medication. How the physician presents the option of an LAI can greatly affect the likelihood of acceptance. Focusing on the treatment benefits for the patient and not just the modality is important. Incorporating motivational interviewing allows incorrect treatment beliefs to be challenged. LAIs are not widely used in the early phase of schizophrenia, with reasons including overestimation of degree of adherence with oral medication and bias against injections. John Kane, Donald and Barbara Zucker School of Medicine, New York, USA, stressed that difficulty in adhering to chronic treatments is a normal human characteristic and should not be stigmatized. Many barriers to the use of LAIs can be overcome with education and training. A very recent clinical trial result showed that an LAI significantly delayed the time to first hospitalization in individuals with early phase schizophrenia compared to standard care. Benefits of early intervention program. Charlotte Emborg Maffi, Aarhus University Hospital, Denmark, discussed the intensive early intervention program for first episode psychosis introduced in Denmark, with an assertive approach to optimizing patient engagement. Teams have a low staff-to-patient ratio, allowing home visits and frequent contact. Total direct and indirect medical costs per patient were reduced with this approach, as well as increased adherence to treatment. Educational financial support for this satellite symposium was provided by Lundbeck.
Thank you for listening to the Progress in Mind Resource Center podcast. For additional resources and materials, visit us at progress.im.